If you do a good job as a farmer in providing comfort for your cows so they can lie down a lot, if you prevent heat stress, and if you give them the opportunity to eat as much as they need or as much as they want off a good diet, I think this is the basics and the basis of keeping herd health.
We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible.
DietForge.ai, AI-powered feed formulation with non-linear ingredient modeling and real-time collaboration. Finally, modern software for modern nutritionists. Adasail, provider of Smartamine M, the best-in-class rumen-protected methionine product for dairy producers who want to optimize milk production. Kemin invites you to optimize your herd's performance. Dive in at kemin.com/dairy. Birdus Nutrition, the fatty acid people. Fortiva, creating ingredients for impact to support animal resilience and health. Learn more at fortivaimpact.com. Barnes is your trusted partner for Colon Plus FC, enzymes, yeast products, and macro minerals. To learn more, visit barnes-na.com/animal nutrition. Vitagro, the gut health experts, rumen protected, right where it matters. Sponsored by S. Milko Inc., specialists in calf and baby farm animal nutrition, delivering precision formulated milk replacers.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Dairy Nutrition Black Belt Podcast, brought to you by Wisenetics. I'm Todd Calloway, and we're dedicated to bringing you the latest insights and discussions in dairy nutrition. So get ready to expand your knowledge and stay ahead of the curve with today's episode. So today we've got a guest who's Alexander Pedroso, who is a dairy specialist and is what's called a cow signals expert with Plenteous Consulting. So welcome, Dr. Pedroso. That leads in, you've mentioned a couple of times as well about animal welfare. And how do you think that improving welfare in our herds are going to help get our producer or get these animals to a better nutritional status, improving that? And if we can improve their nutritional status, we're going to improve milk production. We're going to get better quality milk, better quantity out of these animals and keep them healthy.
Well, let's one step back. What are the, in my opinion, the main or the most important issues related to animal welfare? Number one, heat stress abatement. We know now there's, as I mentioned before, lots of science behind it. Geoffrey Dowes in Florida has 20 years of research showing Geoffrey Dowes, of course, and his excellent team showing how big is the impact of heat stress on dairy herds. So for me, that's number one. Especially in my country where I live, most of the regions, we are on a tropical environment, most of our country. And even if you go to the south of Brazil, heat is a very, very important topic. So this is number one.
At Vitagro, we are the gut health experts, developing advanced microencapsulation technologies that deliver nutrients exactly where they are needed. Our rumen-protected solutions allow amino acids, vitamins, and organic acids to bypass degradation and reach the intestine intact. The result is higher nutrient efficiency, improved metabolic health, greater peak milk, and stronger reproductive performance. Stop guessing. Start targeting nutrition with precision. Vitagro, gut health delivered where it matters. Learn more at vetagro.com.
Number two, in my opinion, is providing the cows the conditions for them to lie down, comfortably lie down as many hours as they want, as they can. Let's say as a target, over 12 hours a day of lying down in a comfortable environment, comfortable bed. Of course, a good nutritional plan. Yeah, and I'm talking about the concept of nutrition. Health is a, that's pretty obvious, but what prevents a cow of being sick, of not getting an infection? She needs to have her immune system working fine. And it will only work fine if she has proper nutrition, comfort, and a good environment. Proper nutrition means a nice, well-formulated diet with good ingredients and adequate dry matter intake. If a cow is under heat stress and if she doesn't have the opportunity to lie down enough, she will eat less. Even if she has an excellent diet, talking about formulation, if she doesn't eat, she will not be, her nutritional status won't be good. This is what is key for her to be healthy. Of course, hygiene, vaccines, all the other stuff, of course, it's also fundamental. But thinking of the animal welfare itself, lying down and heat stress are the one and two. If you do a good job as a farmer in providing comfort for your cows so they can lie down a lot, if you prevent heat stress, and if you give them the opportunity to eat as much as they need or as much as they want off a good diet, I think this is the basics and the basis of keeping her health healthy.
Okay, that sounds really good.
It doesn't have to be this hard to keep cows pregnant. At Verteus Nutrition, we understand the negative impact that lost pregnancies have on a dairy's economics. Every failed pregnancy means more money spent on expensive semen, additional replacements to raise, and fewer valuable beef calves to sell. Feed what embryos need. Strata with EPA DHA, the pregnancy nutrient.
One other question that's occurred to me while I was listening to you. Here in the U.S., when we talk to producers, their number one complaint and issue that they all face is about labor. You know, that there's a labor shortage here. What's it like there in South America? Because a lot of our producers and listeners don't know, you know, what it's like there as far as labor pool, or what's the biggest challenge facing you in South America?
I think that the issue is the same, but it's a little bit different. What happened in our country the last 10 years, and I won't get into the any politics aspects of this, but labor here is still cheap, comparable to what the situation you have in the U.S. But it's getting harder and harder to hire good people. And by good people, I mean people that are committed to the job and they really understand that they working is a good thing. They have to a good job at the farm. Okay, it's getting harder and harder to hire good people. So the quality of labor is decreasing. It's not too different of the situation of not having people. So we can say that in that sense, is quite similar to what you have. We have a shortage of labor. And our farmers, I think they are facing the same challenges. One example, the last 10 years, the robots became a fever here in Brazil, especially, of course, in the smaller farms. But this is, a symptom of this difficulty in getting good people to work on the farms. The big farms we have here, most of them are talking about expansion. They're thinking of growing, in part because if you have a bigger operation, you can have better people working for you. So labor is also a problem.
That's going to conclude another episode of the Dairy Nutrition Black Belt Podcast presented by Wisenetics. Thank you for joining us today, and don't forget to subscribe to the podcast to stay updated on future episodes. And if you enjoyed today's episode, please leave us a review. Your feedback helps us a lot, and it'll help guide us into future guests and issues that you have questions about. So please let us know.